Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody in Dayton, Ohio, and the greater surrounding area. This is Woody Bowling, and I am the Buckeye Advisor. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in or listening on the podcast today. I am super happy to be here on this beautiful Saturday, and I want to start out the show by introducing one of my two co-hosts and producers, the world famous Sam Davis, coming to us today live from Atlanta. Sam, good morning.
Woody, so happy to be here. It's been a few weeks since I've been on the episodes of the Buckeye Advisor, but it's all right. I've been keeping up on the podcast feed, and I want to let the listeners know that if they miss part of today's show or any of your shows, that they can subscribe to the Buckeye Advisor wherever they listen to podcasts. We've been very happy with the response that we've gotten on the podcast. We know that you guys love listening on the radio on The Answer there in Dayton, but people get busy on the weekends. Sometimes they got to catch the podcast throughout the week. And so that's why I've been keeping up with you and Matt on the Buckeye Advisor wherever I listen to podcasts that day. So happy to be here, Woody.
Great. Well, we are certainly happy to have you. The day is also a special one. You're back to join us on a day that will live at least for the rest of this college football season in infamy. And that's the Ohio State Buckeyes that will be lining up tonight at 7:30 or so to play the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I am pumped out of my mind, as I know Buckeye fans throughout this nation and the world are. You know, it's just super exciting to have college football back, especially when it's regarding Ohio State.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's so special whenever a team gets to start off their season with a real game like the Buckeyes will tonight against the Fighting Irish. And I don't think it'll be just Buckeye and Irish fans with their eyes on that one tonight. It'll probably be the whole country tuning in to watch that one. So it should be a good game.
Well, you know, as they say in college football last 2 years in the playoffs, if you're going to lose a game, you definitely should do it early in the season. Good luck to both squads. I know there's some listeners that probably love Notre Dame, maybe some Notre Dame alumni. So please don't hate because we love the Buckeyes. We still love fans of all types, but, you know, we're always going to root for the Buckeyes when we can. But we want to get the show going, Sam. We got a lot of great information to cover with the listeners today. There's people, I'm sure, they're on their way to brunch. They're on their way to Kroger, Walmart to grab some groceries to stock up for the big games feast tonight. And probably some people out doing some home improvements or getting ready to do yard work here in just a minute. And they're sipping some coffee in the car. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. And, you know, let's keep things moving and get to this show. What do we got for them this week?
Well, yeah, it is my favorite time of year, college football season and the Buckeye Advisor season. We've got another episode of the Buckeye Advisor. Today, we're talking about smart review, the importance of checking in on your financial situation, checking in on your budget on an annual or semi-annual basis, if you want brownie points there. And we're also going to talk about income streams because, Woody, so many people have done a great job saving. There's a lot of good savers out there, but they don't have a plan for how they're going to get those savings out and develop an income stream for retirement. So we're going to tell them some ways to do that today.
Yeah. And I've actually, you know, that falls right in line with a couple of client meetings that I had this week and situations. And, you know, it's great to hear from some of you listeners out there that have been listening for the first, this is, I think, the wrapping up the third month of our show, and it's been super exciting, the response we've gotten. And you know what I'm finding, Sam, is people are hungry for information. They're looking for fiduciary advisors that are licensed in a fiduciary capacity that are going to treat their interest ahead of everything else because they're required to do that. You know, and that's the best part about what I do is really coming up with solutions. It's really gratifying to me to be able to come up with a solution and an overall plan, a holistic idea set that helps the client accomplish what they want. And, you know, that is the beauty of my job. And I feel very blessed to be able to do that and to offer that to folks on a daily and weekly basis. But, you know, we've had some great responses already from some of the listeners out there. And I would encourage you, don't forget, you can call me directly at 937-974-6201. Or if you want, you can go to the website, which is Buckeye Advisor, the Buckeye Advisor with an O-R at the end.com. And you can just hit the contact me section and you'll plug in your name and phone number and email, hit send, and I will get an email and I will reach back out to you sometime during the week. So as quickly as possible. So let's keep things moving along and we'll let them get going, Sam.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
The first one comes from Jim Rohn, who said, "Time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you cannot get more time." Woody, your thoughts on Jim Rohn's words there?
Yeah, you couldn't agree more. You know, health, I've said this for many years, and, you know, health is the number one important thing. And, you know, you get more time when you have good health. And people just get busy with so many things. You know, whatever it is in life that can get people distracted from more important things, spending time with family, spending time with friends and loved ones. There's a lot of things in life that can distract us. But you know, that quote's really good. I like it a lot. It's good to have some money, but you know, that doesn't buy happiness. It doesn't buy health most of the time. And it can't replace, you know, those more important relationship things in life like friends and family.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we're going to roll right on into the Smart Retirement Plan series. We've been talking for the last few weeks. You and Matt have been working through this Smart Retirement Plan series, and we're going to continue with Smart Review and Smart Income this week. Smart Review, you know, the importance of checking in on those investments on a quarterly or semi-annual basis. You want to make sure you're on the right track to meet your goals. Not everybody has the same goals. Not everyone can follow the same roadmap because not everyone wants to go to the same place, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody's situation, each starting point in the journey is different for everybody I meet with and I work with right now. And I've been doing this for 12 years or a little bit longer than that now. So, you know, the neat thing about it is everybody's different. Their starting point's different, whether they have much accumulated yet or not, or whether they have a great amount accumulated and they're already in retirement, looking to maybe do something different than what they've been doing and looking for some advice from someone like myself. So that's the cool part about it. And, you know, getting those checkups and those checkups, you know, I will say this to my listeners. I do checkups daily. I also do them weekly on the markets themselves for the part of my client assets that are invested in our money management strategies, because that's important. We want growth, but we also want to understand the market and what's happening and what areas of the market are growing, what are not doing so well, which ones are they? So having that plan in place, number one, I do it daily, but also there's communication with the client along the way. Like you said, some people don't want to hear much from me. Maybe they're happy with a couple times a year and that's okay. And some people want to hear from me, you know, more often than that. So whatever it takes, we're going to be flexible because we want people to understand that we are monitoring their situation. And because, you know, whether you have 50,000 or whether you have 5 million, everybody's money is equally as important to them because they've worked hard to get it in most cases. And you know, some people are fortunate enough to inherit a chunk, but at the end of the day, it's all important. And you've got to stay on top of things and be aware of, you know, where things are.
You know, Woody, we all need to retire someday. And that's one of the reasons why we do the show. We want to help people retire better. And I like what you said that, you know, no matter how much money you have, I'm sure the money you have is important to you, right?
And every dollar.
Yeah. And you know, that kind of brings us to our extra quote of the week. It comes from Ronald Reagan, and the former president said three words, pretty simple: trust, but verify. Trust, but verify. And Woody, when you're meeting with clients and you're talking to them for the first time, going through their statement and their situation, taking a look at their assets, talk about, you know, how Ronald Reagan's quote maybe applies to your process.
Well, yeah, that's the quote itself. I love Ronald Reagan himself. I love, and I'm sure millions and tens of millions of Americans miss him. You know, we could use a leader like Ronald Reagan today, somebody that really thought so much of his country and all the people that were in it. And, you know, it's odd that he started out as an actor, but, you know, ultimately the impact he made on our country was a great one. So, you know, when I talk to people, we got to really figure out where they are in their journey now, pick a point where they want to be in the future. You know, are they somewhat along the path that makes sense, or are they in a direction that needs to completely change? Maybe they need to do a 180, because if you've got all your money in the bank and you have no money in the market, that's a problem, because you're just not going to get the growth you need. And if you have 100% in the market, depending on your age, that may not be appropriate as well. You know, we talked about the rule of 100 and having a percentage of your money in principal protected vehicles that will offer you safety, but also offer you an opportunity to grow your money in a very, very solid fashion, in a way greater capacity than you can get from a bank CD or a bank savings account. So we also meet with people, we talk about having a reserve. You want to have some reserves built up for those cash emergencies that come along in life. And, you know, if you're a homeowner, you know those things are going to happen. That's one of the things about being a homeowner. I love that myself, that I own a home, but you know that maintenance items are going to happen from time to time. So you just have to plan for it and be aware of it. And, you know, people today, medical emergencies happen, all those things happen. So you have to be aware and be ready for, be prepared for those situations. So in the overall scheme of things, you know, you build trust by doing what you say you're going to do. And that can be from when I say I'm going to call to making that call, when I say I'm going to be there for an appointment, being there. So different things, you know, help build trust along the way. And I want to be able to trust the client to do what they're going to say too. I've met with people certainly that indicate they're going to do one thing and they do something else. That's always frustrating. It's frustrating for both parties. So, you know, verifying, there's lots of clients that I work with that are happily, you know, able to, you know, give me kudos for helping them along the way. And certainly if anyone ever needed that kind of confirmation, that certainly can be considered. But, you know, we want to build something that's going to be long-term. We're not in it for the short-term. We're looking for long-term success and results for the clients.
You can call Woody today at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Or visit them online at the Buckeye Advisor. Advisor.com. You'll find the phone number on the website as well. And Woody, we talk a lot about retirement planning on this show. And I think a lot of people, when they think about planning for retirement, they think, oh, that's something I'll do once I get into my 50s, or that's something that I'll get started on once I turn 60. I'll start planning for retirement. But how important is it for people even 10, 20 years away from when they expect to retire to make sure that plan's on the right track to meet their goals?
Yeah, in one word, Sam, very, very important. I mean, because if you're in your 40s and you have kids that are in school and whatever age and grade levels, I mean, you've got to consider college costs. So where are college costs going to be? College, you know, I had a conversation with my wife recently talking about part of what I do is helping parents and students learn strategies that can help them save money on college. And that's not saving money for college, because people should do that. But if you don't start early, you're way behind the eight ball. So if some of our listeners are in that age range with kids in the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, great opportunity for them to check with me about that idea as well, because tuition's going one direction, way up, skyrocketing. And the conversation, the comment that I made to her, my wife, was the closest thing to a mafia today that's legal is the college system in the United States. It is like a cartel. They have endowments that are hundreds of millions, and in some cases, billions of dollars that come from alumni that contribute to these. Kids get locked in on one college, which is a very bad mistake to make. Parents don't know the difference. They don't know better. They, when the kids are seniors and they get their offer letters and here's what we can do for you, we'll have Timmy come to school, but here's what you get. You know, ultimately, if parents don't know strategies that can be started in their freshman year of high school, it's a hugely missed opportunity to save tens of thousands of dollars on college. So the average student today with a bachelor's degree graduates in 5.5 years. But the firm that I've partnered with for college planning and paying for college, the average is 4.5 years. So if your student graduated 1 year sooner, just think of the savings in that one step alone that can help. So, you know, as the Buckeye Advisor, Sam, I feel a duty to help people. We want you to be able to track your progress from, you know, make sure your 401k is going in the right strategies so that you're going to get maximization of your growth in that. So, hey, you don't have to be retired to talk with me and to potentially feel the impact. We talk about tax-free income and retirement a lot, Sam, on our show with, you know, index universal life policies. And, you know, to be honest, the sooner you start those, the better. You know, because it doesn't make sense to start one of those when you're 70 years old. You're just never going to see the bang for your buck.
Yeah. And, you know, we're taking a look at a graph coming from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, taking a look at inflation over the last 40 years. So since 1980, overall inflation or U.S. CPI up 228% from 1980 to 2020, while college tuition inflation in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, nearly 1,200% increase. And that is just skyrocketing. And if you want to take a look at this, you can find the Buckeye Advisor on YouTube, and we're taking a look at this graph right now. And so if you've got 1, 2, 3, maybe more children, and you're wanting to plan just in case they want to go to college, you know, there are plenty of alternate options for kids after high school, but I think still quite a few are choosing to go that higher education route. You'll want to have a financial plan for that, because the prices, Woody, I'm taking a look at this chart. I don't see any point where they went down. So it is an expense.
Oh, it's huge. And I'm very passionate about that, just as equally as passionate about the other things that I do. But, you know, to save a student that's serious about college, that's serious about bettering themselves. And like you said, college is not the only way to do that. There are vocations and trade schools that are phenomenal and that people can make an outstanding living doing and contributing to our society. And they are much needed. So, you know, we need people in all those fields just as strongly. But a lot of people want to go to college. There's a great experience. I had a great experience in college. But, you know, ultimately, it's super important. So why not take the opportunity to put somebody on your side when you're dealing with these college cartel, as I'm going to call them, because you need somebody that's on your side. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. So whether it's planning for college education, or maybe you're planning for a children's wedding, or maybe your goal is to cruise around the world once you retire, you know, part of planning for retirement is painting that picture of what retirement looks like for you, because then and only then will we know what the goal is. And then we start to draw the path to meet those goals and get you there without too many issues. So Woody, during a retirement plan consultation, what sort of things are gone over? We've got about 7 minutes left in this first segment. So just want to walk the folks through, you know, during that first consultation, what are the different steps that we'll go through?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, I just want people to get comfortable. I do have a bit of news. Effective October 1st, I will be joining a very good friend of mine for 20 years in some office space that he has. It's Troy Patton of the Patton Insurance Group. The office address is at 10 Royal Drive in Springboro, a great area. And they're on 73. And super duper excited to join Troy. We think it's going to be a great adventure for his firm and for my firm to be in the same space and to help people in all kinds of different ways. So, you know, when people want to meet in person, I usually come to their home, but we will now very shortly be able to do it at an office, because some people prefer that as well. And it's been probably 5 or 6 years since I've been in an office. So I am excited about that opportunity. So we're going to talk about, you know, their background, my background. We're going to talk about their current status. Are they on Medicare yet, or are they going to go on in the near future? Going to talk about their health situation. How is that? Because that's very important as well. Your health and your potential outlyings of expenses, you know, during retirement years can play a big part in your budget as well. So making sure the right Medicare plan gets in place is a huge part of planning during retirement. Also, I'll review 401k documents. I'll also review current annuities. You know, Sam, I find a lot of people that have had annuities for 5, 6, 7 years or longer. If they've had them that long, it's a great time for an annuity checkup or x-ray, as we like to call it. It's a great idea because we're going to look at it. I know them inside and out. I can look at it on their annual statement, and I can very quickly determine fees they're paying, income riders they might have, what type of annuity it is exactly, and then really just try to give them an idea of, is there another opportunity better with a current fixed indexed annuity that I work with today? Because, hey, if it's an opportunity to move it and do something better, then that's something we'll consider. But if it's not, the first thing I'm going to say is, hey, you need to leave that one alone. Just don't touch it. So part of that process is just really the overall holistic planning. And we also, you know, Social Security is a big thing that we do with the Buckeye Advisor, because I can help people really look at their situation at age 62 all the way up to age 70 and whether it makes sense and when it makes the most sense to start their income on Social Security, and really answer a lot of questions that people have about, you know, how much can I earn? At what point can I make an unlimited amount of income and it doesn't impact my Social Security earnings? All those questions come up during meetings with people all the time.
Yeah, and we're going to get into some more details about Social Security coming up in segment two, but I want to take a minute to remind people that if you want a complimentary consultation from Woody Bowling, aka the Buckeye Advisor, you can call Woody today at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201, or find him online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and advisor is spelled with an OR.com. You can schedule a consultation there. You'll find the phone number, more information on the website as well. And Woody, a few minutes left here in segment one. So to kind of carry us into our first commercial break, what do you say we do a little This Week in History?
Let's do it.
It's This Week in History.
All right. So, Woody, on This Week in History, September 4th, 1972, we're going to get in the time machine. We're going to go back to the 70s. All right.
I love that time frame. I was a kid.
Oh, man. My slacks just turned into bell bottoms.
Corduroy, I bet.
That's right. So, September 4th, 1972. The Price is Right began airing with Bob Barker as its host. Woody, have you ever watched an episode of The Price is Right?
Not just one. I've seen many, many episodes over the years during college. And I'm going to confess, during the week, if I've got a not so busy morning, it might be playing in the background at home in my office because I'm working, but I like to have something on the back. And, you know, Drew Carey has taken the torch and run with it pretty darn well. Although Bob is irreplaceable in many people's minds.
Yeah, that's right. The show has aired over 9,000 episodes since its debut. 9,000 episodes, Woody. We're going to have to record a few more episodes of the Buckeye Advisor to get up there. And
yeah, it's going to take a while.
It's the longest running game show in the United States. And TV Guide said it was the greatest game show of all time. That is fantastic.
The price 50 years. Right. Wow.
Yeah, fantastic. Have your pets spayed and neutered.
That's
Bob Barker.
Yes, and Drew still says it, still finishes the show with it, so congrats to them. And, you know, I can honestly say, of all the TV that's out there, that show is non-controversial, and people need things that are non-controversial these days.
That's right. You can get the whole family around, even around Thanksgiving, watching The Price is Right. And I don't think an argument could be started over The Price is Right, although I'm sure some people's families out there could give it a run.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. One more This Week in History item, Woody. This Week in History, 1998, a little over 20 years ago, American multinational technology company Google was founded by two Stanford University students. Talking about college education just a few minutes ago, two Stanford students came up with Google and really revolutionized the internet and the ability to access the information on it. And it really, for me, I think it's funny that Google, it's the company's name, but it turned into a verb. People say Google this, Google that, you know, even if they're not referring to Google, it's kind of replaced the term look it up, right?
What was the name of that company again?
Google. You might check them out.
Google.com. I'm trying to think. You know, I'm trying to think if I've ever heard of that company. Of course, I'm just kidding to everybody out there listening, thinking Woody is crazy. I am a little crazy, and we have to be to cope with this life. But I'll tell you this, Google is amazing. I don't always agree with the way that they treat everyone's search information, because unfortunately they're making millions and millions and billions off of all that information. But, you know, like you said, you know, back in the day, Kleenex instead of tissue, Coke instead of soda, or Pepsi, you know, so all these things that turn into just everyday words. Now, instead of look it up, it's Google, just like you said.
That's right. Yeah. No need for those old encyclopedias anymore, I guess. All right. One more time, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. The Buckeye Advisor will be right back.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Protect your hard-earned money today and schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
And welcome back to The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Sam Davis, joined by Woody Bowling, The Buckeye Advisor himself. And Woody, it is that time in the show yet again. It is time for your dad joke of the week.
The marriage counselor loves him, keeps him in business. It's the dad joke of the week.
I am super excited, as always. I know you are as well. Sam, let's get it going this week. Without further ado, why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex? Rolex, Timex, two watch manufacturers. I don't know, Woody. Why?
Because they were watchdogs.
They were watchdogs. That's all right. He could have had a kitten named Omega as well.
I love it.
That's awesome. Very good. Very good. All right. Woody, let's get into another segment. You know, one of the things that you help people do each and every week is you help them solve problems typically related to meeting their financial goals. So let's get into our problem solver segment. What do you got for them?
It's time for this week's problem solver.
Well, this is an actual case, Sam. And you know, naturally we don't use names to protect the innocent, just like the crime shows on television. You know, this is an actual case. A client and her husband basically inherited from some parents, grandparents, kind of on down the line, a couple million bucks. You know, the husband makes a very solid income, you know, in the 175, 180 range. And they've got a couple of kids. And, you know, basically the wife makes about 30 grand a year. And, you know, unfortunately, earlier up, they've lost about 20, 24% this year in the market, in their investments, their current investments. So, you know, she wants to replace that $30,000 a year that she makes in her job with some income that they can generate from this inheritance. And, you know, the good news is we're able to do that in a very effective manner, because when you use a fixed indexed annuity, you're getting guaranteed principal protection, okay, first of all. That's issued by a highly rated insurance company. It's going to provide also a set amount of income per month should they want to activate that for as long as they live. So that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, we've talked a little bit before. We've mentioned, you know, a lot of people say, well, I want to save as much as I can or make as much as I can. And they take crazy risk in the market to get there. So it's not about what you make in investing in life. It's about what you keep. So, you know, I've talked to people over the years, hey, I made this much, but, you know, unfortunately they lost a ton more when the market turned, or they did their own investing and they backed out when the market got cold. So, you know, the solution really is to use about a third of that money, put it in a fixed indexed annuity. We're going to protect the principal. It's got a free income rider that's going to allow that her to get that income for life starting in the second year. And it's a creative solution that solves the problem. And, you know, so what happens? She gets more time with the kids and the family. She's got guaranteed income coming in. The rest of the money we'll do in tactical money management. So we're going to keep an eye on that all the time and make sure we're in tactical strategies that maximize what's going on in the market each quarter. So ultimately, it's a win-win. And, you know, so income is a super important piece of retirement. Social Security, unfortunately, is a big piece of the retirement income puzzle for people. And I want to encourage people that, look, no matter how much money you have put away, if you still have the opportunity to contribute in a 401k, please do it. Put in as much as you can. If you're over 50, put in as much as you can, plus do the catch-up amount that you're allowed to put in so you can try to catch up as fast as you can before retirement. So I work with people pre-retirement as well as retirement, and we're going to come up with strategies like that to help overcome those concerns and problems that they run into. And, you know, and then on the investment advisory side, we're able to help them save some money on the advisory fees as well that they are paying to their other broker. And, you know, ultimately that's what they want. They want a guaranteed income. They're getting lower fees, so they're saving money there. And all those things combined really give them the freedom of lifestyle choice that they were looking for.
Yeah. And I like what you said a minute ago, Woody. It's not about how much you earn. It's about how much you keep. And I've heard that said another way. It's not about how good you do in the good years. It's about how much you protect during the down years. And this client in particular was, you know, they took a beating this year, 20 to 24%. That stings. And so they value protection as they've got this inheritance coming in. And if they can use that to generate an income for life, even better. And, you know, we have talked about annuities in past shows, and we've talked a little bit about Annuity 360, which is a book that I know you have to offer for listeners, clients, and prospects that are interested. Could you talk a little bit about the book, Woody?
Yeah, great book written by a colleague and good friend, Ford Stokes, who's an advisor in the Atlanta market, actually down there where you're at. Great guy, very smart guy, also a fiduciary advisor. And look, he took the time to put this all-inclusive explanation of annuities, and he put his heart and soul into it. He's gracious enough to share it with me so I can share it with my listeners. And look, if you need something to understand annuities of all types, this is your book, and I'll send it to you free of charge. Just call me, 937-974-6201, or you can actually reach out on the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Send me a note on there with the contact form, and then I will reach out to you, and we'll get the book in the mail to you right away. It will open your eyes because, look, we're in 2022. Today is not the 30 years or 25 years ago. It's not your father's or your grandfather's annuity world anymore. They're very highly regulated products, and they solve many problems. They're not for your entire amount of your savings, but they're for a portion. And that's what we're all about. We want to get that right portion, that right percentage involved in helping people so that some of their money is always safe, and it's also working for them hard and still can provide good returns. And when the market goes down 20%, guess how much they lose, Sam?
How much do they lose, Woody?
Good answer. Zero. So sometimes, as we've said before, zero can be your hero. If the market's down 20% and your portion of your savings is down zero because you're principal protected, that's a win-win.
We don't want to make the listeners wait to learn from Annuity 360. So we're going to go ahead and play an audiobook from Annuity 360. This particular chapter that you're about to hear is chapter 9 concerning building a personal pension with annuities. So we're going to take a listen to that and we'll be right back.
Chapter 9, you can create your own personal pension. Big idea. Using an annuity to create a personal pension helps you create a lifetime income stream, but it also helps you leave a legacy for your beneficiaries. All annuities can create annuity income to supplement the income you need before or during retirement. Those who are approaching retirement are afraid that they will run out of money, but an annuity can help make sure you have income you can never outlive. An annuity can be a great investment for your portfolio, but I encourage you to be careful that you don't overpay for your annuity. When you put your money into an annuity, the annuity company will pay you your money back at a date you specify. You don't want an annuity company to charge you too much to simply pay your money back to you. I'm confident that leaving a remarkable family legacy is important to you. You likely want to have money left over when you pass away to leave for your beneficiaries. The goal of a personal pension is to generate lifetime income with no risk that grows your money and allows penalty-free withdrawals. An annuity can create a lifetime income with market-like gains and no market risk, while also allowing you to build enough wealth to leave for your beneficiaries when you pass away. Don't give the annuity company fees for doing nothing. We prefer fixed index annuities for our clients that do not have an income rider fee, but you can still create a personal pension without an income rider on your annuity. If you get an annuity with an income rider but don't utilize the features of that income rider, then you are not getting what you paid for. You are literally just paying the annuity company 1-2% each year you defer annuitizing your annuity without receiving a single benefit for that annual fee. This income rider fee will also draw down your account value or principal. Depending on how that index is performing, the growth on your entire account value could be significantly and negatively impacted. Some accumulation-focused annuities are built to deliver increasing payments without an income rider. You should consider the features your income rider is providing you before deciding to purchase it as an add-on. Make sure you utilize the features you are paying for. More ways to get the most out of your annuity. The longer you wait to turn on the annuity, the more you'll receive in annual payments. This is because your annuity will spend a longer time in the accumulation phase, meaning it will spend more time building up your account value. Your annual payments will grow as your account value grows. Believe it or not, you can generate your own personal pension by distributing no more than 5% a year with penalty-free withdrawals from your accumulation-based annuity policy. Many accumulation annuities are set up to be RMD-friendly, so you won't suffer a penalty when you have to take your RMD. It would be silly for you to be penalized for something you are required to do. Annuity companies take this into account by creating products that make taking your RMDs easier. Inspect what you expect with any annuity. Don't just go with what the annuity agent or advisor tells you. Read it for yourself. Specifically, you should read the annuity illustration guaranteed and non-guaranteed tables included within the annuity illustration. Also, please remember that an annuity policy is a contract between you and the annuity company. So, caveat emptor, or buyer beware, applies here. Be aware of the annuity you are buying and choose an annuity that works best for you. That will help you build a successful retirement and they'll offer you peace of mind. Whether you choose to generate income through penalty-free withdrawals or invest annually in an income rider, know the consequences of both. This is a decision you will make at the beginning of the investment process. One poor decision here can cost you 1-1.5% of annual growth. Over a 30-year retirement, this could come out to be a significant loss. Educate yourself on your options and the specifics of each option you are considering. Making the right decision up front will save you a lot of frustration in the long run. Also, please remember that if you withdraw too much annually, say 10%, you will run out of money in 10 to 12 years. Make sure that you're working with an advisor who can help you choose the appropriate withdrawal amount so that your money lasts for your entire lifetime. As discussed above, we recommend no more than 5% be withdrawn each year from your account.
So once again, if you would like to get a copy of Annuity 360, just reach out to Woody Bowling at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can give him a call at 937-974-6201. And Woody, I love that chapter because for so many in the American workplace today, pensions have kind of gone the way of the dodo bird. You know, you don't hear about those too much anymore, but it's awesome to hear that these highly rated insurance companies are still able to offer these products that can allow you to create a personal pension for yourself and your family.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, there are licensed insurance agents like myself that can offer fixed indexed annuities, and that's all they're allowed to offer. If they are not duly licensed with a Series 65, which I have, that allows me to be the investment money management piece of the equation that goes along with that fixed indexed annuity. So when you put it all together, that's where you get the winning combination, so we can put you in the right strategies with that investment part to make sure that you're really getting the income from the personal pension and the annuity, and then add to that a very, very solid track record of returns on the investment money management side. And that's based upon how much risk that my client is comfortable with, Sam. I mean, it's all about them.
Yeah, that's right, because everyone has a different amount of risk tolerance. And going all the way back to our quote of the week for this week, time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you cannot get more time. And so age definitely plays into the amount of risk that you want to take at that particular point in your life. So a lot of things to consider. You can get in touch with Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Well, Woody, let's talk about, you know, we've got a few minutes left in the show, 9 minutes left here in this week's episode of the Buckeye Advisor. I know everyone's got the big game on their mind tonight, but we want to talk about something really important. We want to talk about budgeting, particularly planning for your retirement expenses and, you know, tightening up that retirement income gap and hopefully closing that retirement income gap. So Woody, let me start with this question. What is a retirement income gap?
I mean, really, you know, it's probably the most simple way to explain it is just the money you have coming in versus the amount you have going out. And, you know, whether you're retired or not, that's what budgeting is all about. And people sometimes want to avoid that talk about budgeting with their spouse. And sometimes they just pretend that it's not even an issue. So look, those are tough conversations everybody needs to have. But as you're coming up on retirement, the number one thing you can do if you own a home or you're buying a home is to get that home paid off. So if you're a few years away, you know, there's calculators available all over the internet where you can plug in your amount you owe on your house, your interest rate, and then you can solve for how much per month extra you need to add to your mortgage payment to pay it off early. You have to do that. Super duper important before you consider going on to a fixed income. And, you know, Social Security is the fixed income that everybody's talking about. You know, you want to really minimize credit card usage. If you have one, you know, pay it off as quickly as possible or two, whatever. So look, they're a necessary evil. You need a credit card to rent a car. You need it to do lots of things. So, you know, when it comes to fixed income, Social Security is what we all think about. You know, Social Security Act started in 1935 by Franklin D. Roosevelt, FDR, of course. First payments were made out in 1940, but remember back then the average lifespan was about 60, 61 years old. So it wasn't designed back then to be what it is today, which it accounts for 2/3 or more of most retirees' income. And many, many retirees, it accounts for 100% of their income because the pensions are no longer there from the previous employer. So we need to understand how much income you have, how much you need to have, how much you need to have because your certain expenses are not going to go away. You have fixed expenses always, like utilities, TV, phone bills, you know, all those things that you have to have pretty much, utility bills to live. Try to figure out that budget and then go from there. Because look, the good news is Social Security this year, Sam, as we talked about before we started the show, this is one of those rare cases where they're going to get potentially for 2023, we may be looking at the largest jump in 30, 40 years, and it's going to be somewhere between 9.5% and 10% Social Security increase in the gross benefit based upon how the numbers wind up after the month of September is completed. So everybody's going to find out in about the middle of October what that Social Security benefit is going to look like next year. And I've got a lot of clients that are excited about it because I also think Medicare Part B is going to go down just a few dollars. And that's based on everything that I've heard because they really went up $22 for this year that they really overshot it. So the good news is I think that's going to decline for next year. So people will actually see a real benefit in dollars and cents that they can apply to their own life, because we know that inflation is still running at about 8.5%, including gas and food prices, which is still very, very high and still affecting people all across our country in a negative way.
Yeah. And it's nice, you know, one of the benefits of Social Security is that built-in inflation protection with that cost of living adjustment. You know, really, you know, it's not, you're not coming out ahead during those COLA adjustments. It's really just helping you keep up, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, when it's just designed, a cost of living adjustment is exactly what COLA stands for. It's not Coca-Cola, but it's cost of living adjustment. So it's keeping up with their own indicator that they follow and track with the Social Security Administration. So look, it's very important that you be able to keep up with it. And with those investment and retirement assets that you have, those that are planted in the savings account and checking account at the bank, that's not going to keep up with inflation. I can guarantee you that. So, you know, I encourage people to consider, look, there's a lot of people in cash right now, a lot. There's a lot of cash, or probably a record amount of cash on the sidelines. So I encourage you, you know, you've got to consider that when you're all 100% cash or you're at a greater amount of cash, there are definitely some great options for that money.
Yeah. And, you know, one question that people have, Woody, regarding Social Security is when to take it. Because if they've been working, if they've been paying taxes for decades, they know they're going to have some sort of Social Security benefit. But a lot of people don't know that the longer you wait, the more you make. So Woody, how do you help people decide when exactly to start taking Social Security?
Well, that's a super important question, Sam. And I'm glad you brought it up, because, you know, everybody's situation is different, as we said. So some people health-wise, as they reach, you know, basically if you were born 1955 or later, your full retirement age, which is your FRA that you'll see on Social Security statements, is 66 years and 2 months. If you're born in 1960 or after, then it's age 67. So very important timing. Health will play a big part of it. Budget and current expenses will play a big part of it. Because look, you can start taking Social Security as early as age 62. But my recommendation is if it's not 100% medically necessary to do it, you know, try not to do it. Because each year you wait, you're increasing your wage for the rest of your life. And people don't always understand that when they made that decision at 62 or 63 to go ahead and quit working and take the income, they've locked themselves in. And if they live another 25 years, they've cost themselves potentially tens of thousands of dollars. So that's all going to be part of our conversation that we have. We want to understand. We want to really delve into what do you need to have, because, you know, at the end of the day, people can be flexible, a lot more flexible than they think. And when they have a coach who's going to be the quarterback of their team, like I do as a fiduciary advisor, when you got a quarterback that can help you understand and get through some of these quandaries that we face about when to do these things, you know, that's what you need. You need somebody on your team that can help answer those questions and really run you through those scenarios and how they impact you.
Well, speaking of quarterback, Woody, we're at the 2-minute warning of our show today. And I just want to take part of this final time here in the show to remind people to visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor spelled A-D-V-I-S-O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. You'll find the phone number on the website. You can give Woody a call at 937-974-6201. And if you missed part of today's show, the Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts. And Woody, I'm going to hand the ball to you, the financial quarterback today, and let you have the final word and send people off into a college football weekend.
Well, Sam, thanks for being with us today. Enjoyed having you. You are a pleasure and treat always to work with. And I want to, hopefully, as the financial quarterback, take the ball and help the clients run across the goal line. And we're going to score touchdown after touchdown throughout retirement and getting ready for it. And I want to finish the show by saying that I hope the Buckeyes win big today, and looking forward to being back at it next week with all the people that are listening. So thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. We really, truly appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Social Security will get a big cost of living adjustment next year, but there could be some consequences you might not have considered. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. A new report by the Senior Citizens League says Social Security beneficiaries could see a cost of living adjustment, or COLA, as high as 10.1% next year. The reason? Inflation running at a 40-year high.
This is a very, very unusual and unprecedented pattern of inflation that we're experiencing.
Mary Johnson with the nonprofit group told WFTS-TV that surveys show inflation has caused about half of Americans to spend their emergency savings, and people are carrying more debt on their credit cards. So the highest jump in Social Security payments since 1981 would be a good thing, right? Well, Johnson says it's better than no increase, but there are some things to be aware of.
In fact, you can get penalized. If you think your tax liability is going to be 10% more next year than you're paying now, you could be penalized if you don't send in estimated payments or have more money withheld.
She told the TV station the increase would not be enough to cover a jump in Medicare Part B premiums, which are taken directly out of Social Security checks. And she says higher incomes mean some seniors could no longer be eligible for some other government benefits.
And then a whole 15% were made ineligible because their incomes increased over the income limit for food stamps or rental subsidies or the programs in their area.
So what should you do? Johnson says prepare now. Talk to a financial advisor to help you get ready ahead of time and contact local nonprofits if you need help paying bills. So, are you prepared for the unintended consequences of a larger Social Security check? That's a key question to consider as inflation impacts all our lives. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.